but you're actually off track today. Can you believe you won? And do you think this is a good omen for tomorrow?
I'd like to think that I finally figured out how to do the kink after 45 tries. Is that right, today? But I don't know. We'll wait till after tomorrow to answer that question. I don't know. Just, you know, pretty good day for us. We had a decent car. It wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. Like, just wouldn't cut the center and some of the slow stuff. But, you know, seemed to at least have pace to the fast guys when we were on equal tires. But especially the second half of the race, we were a lot closer after we made a couple adjustments. But, you know, thankful that it just kind of played out. You know, we were able to save our tires, persevere there when we got spun out off of turn three, and then get relined up and, you know, motor through some of those guys. And then that's when I think I jumped off the kink again and fell back. But, you know, only lost four spots or so in the process, so I was able to make up a couple back. But, yeah, just, I mean, this is it's a tight course. It's really narrow, very slick. You know, when you come here and run earlier last week, cooler temperatures. Yesterday, cooler temperatures. Today was hot. Tomorrow's going to be hot. So the pace and everything that you've learned for your marks and what you do is all got to be slowed down and backed up for, you know, for the slickness that the track gets with temp.
Was the vision thing on the cut car? You saw somebody who had gone through and picked up a lot of dirt.
Yeah, so, no, it wasn't a vision thing. I saw I think it was 51, one of those guys dip off, and I actually rolled out of the gas and checked up for the corner, but that's a corner where you have to brake for it, and I don't think I ever used the brake, so I got into the corner way faster, even though I lifted earlier for it, and, you know, just overshot the corner and just got off track, off line, and into the wall. So I hate it that I wrecked a really good car. The car was fast. You know, I think Ben was trying to, you know, save my feelings there and tell me that the next car is really good as well, too, so nothing to worry about there. Just put it all back, I said, and it'll be fine. Driver error, you know, cost us a car, but hopefully we can still get a win.
All right, Dave.
Dave Coleman, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Kyle, I think seventh or something on that last restart. You know, you had fresh tires. I assume you knew that the guys up front didn't. What was your mindset? Where did you think you were going to pick them off, and how fast did you feel like you were catching up to them?
Yeah, I mean, the second to last restart was more hairy, just with everything stacking up on the front stretch there and guys getting into it and tearing up the front and rear of their cars. And then there was somebody got spun out between two and three there, caused the yellow. So I think it was actually kind of a blessing for us where we were able to pick off, you know, three, four, whatever spots it was. And then the caution came out, another reset, and go after them all again, get another restart, get on the inside, getting into one, and picked off a couple there. And then, you know, was just trying to bide my time and get by the 16. He was blocking me really bad, you know, and just knew that I had better tires than him. I thought he did a little much to try to hold me off, but whatever floats your boat, I guess. You know, and he was able to, I can't remember who he passed. Was it the 20, I believe, for the lead? No, the 9 for the lead. And, you know, I was on his outside going into the carousel, and I was like, I know this ain't the right thing to do. So I was just like, go ahead, I'll get you on the next one. And, you know, just tried to set him up that way. Knew that we had a better car, better tires to drive away.
Go ahead.
Nick Devin from Speed Sports. You know, you mentioned that the off that you had right before the end of the first stage going out of turn three. Thankfully, that was kind of toward the end of the stage where it could have been maybe a little more costly. How much patience did you feel like you had to exercise today with a couple of little adversity situations that you faced today?
Yeah, I mean, this track is really narrow. So when you get on a restart and guys are too wide, well, the only way to pass them is make it three wide. And when you make it three wide going into a turn, that essentially, I mean, the racetrack is three car widths wide, you know. So inside, middle, outside, everybody's got to maintain their groove that they're going to be in. And coming out of three there, the 8 car was in the middle, and then I think he was going to get checked up by the car in front of him, so he ducked low, but I was already kind of on the inside of him, so I ducked low, and the 7 was already on the inside of me a little bit, you know, so just kind of a chain reaction type deal there where I got spun out. But it's just a product of you know, stock cars and full bodied and full contact.
All right, Steve.
Steve McGarvey, Associated Press. I'm just wondering, are you going into Atlanta thinking this might be your last Xfinity Series race? And if so, just the possibility of maybe going 5 for 5 this season, what would that mean to you, particularly if it does end up being it?
Yeah, I mean, since we're this close, we might as well go 5 for 5. That would certainly be nice. That would be special. So, you know, thanks to Chris Gayle, Joe Coy, everybody that that's worked on my stuff this year and has gotten us to this point. It's been really, really cool. So didn't really come up here expecting to win, just wanted to learn a track. But when you're in position there towards the end of the race, you know, your mindset definitely changes and you get into the groove of what you got to do. So, you know, that was good for today. But, yeah, going into next week at Atlanta, as far as I understand it, it's going to be my last Xfinity Series race. So, you know, we'll get everything we got. Hopefully it's a good one for us. You know, we should start up near the front, I think, because of the qualifying mathematics, Bob, that should put us better or close to the front, and we could have a good race down there.
All right, we'll go back to Dave.
In the NASCAR history here, no one has won more than one race. What do you think about your chances of being the first guy to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're pretty good. You know, I thought our cup car was really fast right off the truck. I thought we had good pace, and I hate it that I screwed it up and threw it away, you know. So my guys had to work extra hard this weekend, and it's 90 degrees outside instead of a nice 75 up here in Wisconsin. But, you know, so I definitely got to work hard tomorrow and try to reward them for that and all of the stuff that they've done to win last week, and then, you know, to come out here and repair a wrecked car, that's no fun.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. You talk about you almost expect next week to be your final Xfinity race. Do you hope or do you want it to be the end? Do you want this to be the end, or would you still like to still race? I mean, you're a racer.
Yeah, no, racers are racers. They want to race, you know, but when you get blackballed by everybody to go run and have fun, and it's just no fun to hear all the BS afterwards or during. So, you know, just like Harvick kind of gave it up and quit and just ran a couple this year to get experience at places he hadn't been to because he didn't want to hear it anymore or be a part of it anymore. So, you know, sometimes you drive guys away, and that's a part of it. So we'll just run on Sundays, I guess, and I still own the truck team, so I'll still run my truck races that I can. That's about it.
Truex said you gave him hope last week after beating Hendrick, and he was just, you know, he says that they are indeed beatable. He said that he felt, and I don't know if this is just the 19 team, but he said that you guys struggled a little bit with trying to figure out the tire combination this year. Does that still seem to be an issue for you, for Joe Gibbs Racing?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of started somewhat last year for us. I felt like for the 18 and 19, you know, so that was definitely something that we were kind of struggling to get the feel of and figure out. This year's been kind of coming around a little bit better, but, you know, still there's a lot of effort behind the scenes trying to get us to where we need to be. It's all about, you know, you can, everything in our world right now is simulation, you know, so it's a matter of whether or not the data that's in the computer getting put in the computer is all the right data, and then what it's spitting out for all of us to read and all the squiggly lines and stuff is right, you know. So we try to validate all that stuff each week and make sure that what the sim tool says, the drivers say the same thing, and you know, there's definitely been occasions where that has not been the same, so we're still working on that. I think you're always going to be working on that without having more tire testing and stuff like that with the wheel force cars. No. I say that because Nashville was terrible, right? Pocono's a really good place for us. We've been fast at Pocono for the last few years. We have a really good baseline for that place. So we came there as close as we possibly could to being as good as what we expected them to be, and we were even with them. So that just goes to show you we can get there if we can figure out how to.
Obviously, a couple years ago, Kurt got to drive one of your KBM cars out here. Did you get a chance to talk to Kurt maybe about how to get around this place? Did you get any good insight from him from that?
No, I didn't talk to him. Actually, I even forgot that he even did that. So That makes sense why he actually kind of halfway knew what he was doing today and ran faster there at the end of practice. So he outsed us there with a quick lap at the end of practice. But yeah, I never even thought to utilize him as a. Well, there you go. He sucked.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Kyle, you alluded to the gratitude for John Hunter and Joe Nemechek. What's the backstory there? How did they help you out here?
We came here and tested last week with a TA2 car. And so I just was able to get laps. They built a TA2 car, and we ran it at COTA, got laps there, felt like it was really useful. I was able to come up here and test and get some laps as well too. And they thought about coming up here and racing it, but then something happened scheduling wise, so they didn't come. But yeah. No, when we did COTA, we were just kind of looking at the calendars and the schedule and trying to figure out if coming up here would be a viable option. And turns out it was. There was a open track day, whatever type club thing, and we were able to bring the TA2 car to run up here with them. I'm sure that'll be more rules if you're going to write that then there's going to be no TA2 testing for cup drivers. Wait for that to happen. Well, when you blow up or have an engine problem and you can't buy one in order to come back up here, well, then what do you do? All right.
Kyle, congratulations on your win, and best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks.